Anytime you hold your line and you don't give in to the enemy, to as he's trying to bring you back into a place that's familiar, and you hold your line, chaos starts to break out.
Yes.
Chaos breaks out because you're holding against him. And this is the word of the Lord. The Lord said, because you held your line, you wouldn't let him take you back to where you were. You resisted the devil, and he's fleeing. And because he's fleeing, I'm replacing it with a spillover. I'm replacing all the chaos, which was in an excess amount. I'm taking what was strong and in excess against you, and I'm blessing you in excess. I'm blessing you with more than enough. I'm blessing you with more than enough strength, more than enough power, more than enough in resource. I'm blessing you because you held your line. By what measure you've met is being measured back unto you. And chaos was all over the place. But because you didn't fall prey to it, I'm blessing you in the abundance that it came in. Oh, God. Yes. Yes. But there were some that fell into it. There were some that were weak. There were some that got consumed by it.
Yes.
And that is their reward. But because you have held your line, I'm blessing you in the excess of what came at you. Wow. Jesus. Yeah. So if you were on trouble on 10 sides, you're going to get blessed on 10 sides. Man, that's all God is trying to tell you, because you didn't fall into it. If you were in trouble in 10 different ways coming at you, however many ways were coming at you, is however many ways I'm blessing. By what measure you met, I'm meeting back unto you. That's the word of the Lord.
Wow, Jesus.
So if you had 10 bills pressing you, I'm going to bless you 10 different ways.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Because you held fast. You held fast to what you've known. You've held fast. Even it got a little shaky, but you still held on. Yes, Lord. I want to talk to you today about true lordship is found in your now temptation. True lordship is found in your now temptation. Hallelujah. We've been learning about how to draw strength from out of the place where the enemy has been trying us. We've been learning how to overcome him by the very thing he's using. Boy, mastering this place is not as easy as one might have thought. Something that we have to get an understanding of, we're going to take a look at the fact that we're going to look at Luke chapter 4. We're going to dissect Luke 4, and maybe we'll be able to move on because we're perfecting it. God does not want me moving too fast. There's so much behind what we've already learned that's like, whoa, and it's really, really powerful, and it really, really works. It is really a hidden place I don't think the church has really tapped into, to how to really fight the devil and how to win. And so we're going to look at when Jesus, what better story to look at but than the one the Lord was tempted, to really dissect that. We've been in there, we've been in and out, gathering little kind of, you know, little pieces of treasure, but let's get the whole thing. And today we're going to grab the whole thing, so there's going to be a real, real awesome supply. But before we go there, we have to understand something. I wanted to know, I know Jesus was hungry and stuff in Luke chapter 4 when he finished fasting for 40 days. I know he was hungry, but I never really felt the temptation on that. I wanted to feel what that was, or what he felt that was really tempting him. Because temptation has a pull, it has an effect. If it doesn't have an effect, it's not temptation. Temptation is temptation. You know, you get tempted to eat a piece of cake late at night. It calls you in. There's temptation. You can just feel that feeling of something you shouldn't be eating late at night, and it calls you. Sometimes I've been called out of my sleep. I'm not going to lie. But you got to just discern the temptation. It might have been an old boyfriend back in the day. Just remember the place where you felt temptation. Well, there was a feeling for Jesus, too, in Luke chapter 4. But I just wasn't getting it. I'm like, nah, you weren't worried about no bread. He wasn't talking about that. There was something else he was pulling off. You weren't then talking about throw yourself down and see if the angels come and get you. I'm like, what is the temptation in that? And all the different things he said, and he tried to show them the powers of the world. Well, there was one common denominator in all of the three temptations we read about. There was one that was really trying to pull. If Jesus had a string, Satan certainly was trying to find it. I want to submit to you that this one here, I was like, okay, this boy's bad. And I'm not talking about Jesus. We all know Jesus is bad. This boy, the devil is something else when it comes to temptation. He goes deep. And he looks at your entire MO. He gets your entire makeup. And boy, man, he'll put something behind it. And he's working on something in front of it. And if you're not, man, if you're not under rhema, you'll be dealing with what's behind and not what's in front. The lordship, the power, is only to be found in the place of what's in front of you. Not the thing, and I've been saying this over the last couple of weeks, not the thing you're reaching for. The power is not found in what you're reaching for. The power of the Lord is only found in what's in front of you. Hence, now faith. He dwells in the right now. So now, you're looking for to be overcomers in areas of your life, but the lordship is not found in overcoming that. The lordship's found in what he's trying to put in front of you now to stop you from getting there. All right, here we go. We're going to really round this out. I've been talking about this subject. This subject is still in, I can't shake it until we perfect it. All right, Christ and Lucifer existed together in the beginning. There's significance behind this. We're just going to read, all right? I'm not going to say anything much. I'm just going to read. But keep these things that I read in mind. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Master, go ahead. Full preeminence, full utterance, full understanding. Fully equip us. You said an overspill. Give us an overage of understanding so we never veer from this truth and we fight from the right place all the time. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' name.
It says the same was in the beginning with God. All right, so key word, in the beginning. And then verse 14 tells us, and the Word that was from the beginning was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So now we see here Jesus was with God the Father from the beginning. You don't know him in that state. Satan did, or Lucifer did, because he was there. Lucifer, we found out, had all truth. He was under all rhema. He understood the Father. He understood the makeup of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He understood that they were three in one. He understood it. It was not a secret to him. All right? Keep that in mind. Archive that. You're going to need it. John 17, 4 and 5 says this. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Watch this. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Glorify thou me with the glory that I had with thee before the world was. This boy. So we established the fact that Jesus, or the Christ, was with the Father. He was with the Father from the beginning. Watch this here. Lucifer was there too.
Wow.
Lucifer was there. Isaiah 12 and 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cast down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Lucifer knew and had perfect understanding of Christ in his full glorified state. Remember, we're going to Luke 4. For Christ to become a man, he knew he had to strip off a level of that glory.
Wow.
He wasn't ignorant to this. Their warfare in the desert was a lot more than bread. What he came with was a lot more. That boy will pull on your deepest string. You hear me? He pulls on your deepest string. He was led. Take this note. Remember, he sits on the mount of the congregation. All right, I'm just building up to something. I'm building up to Luke 4. Once I hit Luke 4, when we get our stride, I'm done. Mount means promotion. So he sits on the mount of the congregation. He sits on the promotion of the congregation. He sits on the promotion of congregation, means due season. So basically, he sits on where he's established his throne, or where he sits, is he sits on the promotion of due season. Keep this in mind now. Keep this in mind. So Satan's seat is on the promotion of due season. What could he pull on of Jesus? What could he pull on? Luke 4. Here we go. JC's true temptation. JC is none other than Jesus Christ.
That's it.
JC's true temptation. And Jesus being, now this is amazing here. Watch this now. And Jesus being full, he was full when he left. Before he went, he was already filled. And Jesus being fed, take note of that. Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word there means what?
Rhema.
Come on, let's say it together. What?
Rhema.
There we go. But by every rhema of God. And the devil taking him up into a high mountain, shewed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power, I'm going to sidebar here, I got to. All this power, whew, help me God. And the glory of them, and he said, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered. You got to really read these scriptures. He's not lying. For that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. That was no play. He wasn't lying. He has the power to give the power of the earth to whom he will. If you follow his plan, I can become the biggest drug dealer in the known world today if I follow his plan. He will give me power. Watch this now. And you have to watch out. This is my sidebar just for a moment. The Bible says that he showed Jesus right here. He's shewed unto him. This is rhema. He tries to use rhema's components. Hear and see. He shewed him in a moment, and he does it in the quickening. In a moment of time, he showed Jesus all of the world. He quickened his sight. That's that, what that? That L3. He utilized it. Listen, he does the same thing to us.
Yes, he does.
He quickens your mind on what you shouldn't be doing. He gives you a vision of it, and you go after it. He confuses you, but he's using the same power. He's using the same thing. He has a demonic, if you will, quickening that he gives, and he lets off. You see it. You see it before you do it. And he's the one.
You have to understand something, people of God. You have to understand something. And this is why, man, we've got to deal with the devil. You see it that fast, and you keep walking in it because you think it's you. You think that's what you think. You think that's what you feel. You think, no. He quickened Jesus in a moment of time and showed him all. He showed him the kingdoms of the world just like that. You have to, and this is why God is trying to get us into a place where we detach ourselves from being the blame or from being a part of that. Because you're a new creature. Somebody say, I'm a new creature.
I'm a new creature.
In my new created self, I do not want that. But what he does is try to quicken, because quickening brings life. He tries to quicken and tries to, boom, show you in the moment.
That'll be wonderful. That'll feel great. Do that.
And all of a sudden, you go after it. Because he was empowered. He was empowered in a demonic quickening. That's why it's important to be under raiment. Jesus said after he tried to, he quickened now. He showed him. So he used the demonic quickening on Jesus. Watch this. And the devil said unto him, all this power. So he gave him sight. Then he gives him hearing. Hear, speak, see, speak. Look at this guy. All this power will I give thee. And the glory of them, for that it is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. But Jesus already told him first, he said, I don't live by what's coming out your mouth, boy. I live by what Rhema has to say about it. So Jesus then returns and says this. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written, get back to the beginning or the back of time. You're doing something. Now, I'm starting to see something here. I'm going to start filling you in. I'm starting to see what he's using to try to tempt the master. I'm starting to really understand. He's trying to get Jesus to move out of timing. He's trying to get Jesus to step into something that already was going to belong to him. So all three temptations, he's trying to pull on Jesus moving in lordship before God grants him lordship. Watch this. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and only him shalt thou serve. Verse number 9. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, here he is testing him again, cast thyself from down from hence, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. All right, let's go ahead and round it off. Those are three levels of temptation he's pulling on. Back when we first began, we saw where Jesus was talking about, especially on the cross. You got to take your mind all the way there, otherwise it's going to go right past you. Lucifer knew the state that he once held. Lucifer knew the position of glory that Jesus was once in. He knew what he had, and he knew what he had to give up in order to come down here and become a man. How did he know this? Because he watched him from the beginning in the Father. He covered them with worship. He knew him. He knew the type of power he really had. He knew the splendor, because his splendor was above Lucifer's splendor. And so he was trying to tap into him, saying, I know you want to go back there. In fact, you hear Jesus mention it in his own ministry, his own earthly ministry. Jesus mentions the fact that I have finished thy work, O God. I've done all that I was supposed to do. Glorify thou me with the glory that I had with thee from before the earth ever was. It was in Jesus to want to be with the Father. It was in him. Who wouldn't want to be with the Father at that level, at that capacity? Lucifer's so nasty that he went there against him. He was using natural things, but what the Lord did, he didn't get caught up in the fact that he wanted to be glorified again. He stayed where Lucifer was. He stayed right in front. His lordship did not come by acting on it, by jumping off the pinnacle or jumping off the temple. His lordship did not come by proving he could turn bread or stones into bread. He was trying to force him to take his lordship. His lordship had to be given to him. So he was pulling on a string because he understood, you know you had a better position than this. You know who you used to be. I know who you used to be. So let me go ahead and turn. They said that you're the Son of God. If you're that guy that I once knew, turn this stone into bread right now. He was trying to pull on his power. He was pulling on his deity. He was pulling on his perfection. He was trying to make him something before the Father had actually given it to him.
Wow.
Had Jesus listened, he would have lost his lordship. Lordship is found. Now watch this. True lordship is found in the face of your now temptation. The true power of God. See, Jesus being the Son of God did not go to the wilderness and get filled with the Holy Ghost. No. He didn't get filled there. He was filled before he left to go to the wilderness. But lordship was not yet given to him. Because he had to prove that he wouldn't step out of the Father's time. That's not that important to you. No, that's not important. What's important to us is this. Is that, yes, I want my breakthrough. But my lordship is not found in me trying to get my breakthrough. The lordship is found in front of where Satan is seated in front of me. That's trying to prevent my breakthrough. Remember, he sits on promotion. He was trying to sit on the promotion of Jesus being Lord. He was trying to hold that back if I can force him to try. All right, let's go. He said, these are the words of Christ. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Look at his desire. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee from before the world was.
Wow.
Jesus, I'm going to tell you who the Christ always wanted to be back with the Father. Jesus, the man, had a tough time to get to him because he fell in love with his boys. But the Christ always wanted to be where he was. You guys with me?
Yes.
All right, guys, here we go a little bit further now. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan. Verse 10, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. Verse 11, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering, now this is what happened. Because he stayed in the face of where now temptation was. He did want to be glorified like he once was, but he didn't focus on that. And the devil was pulling on that. Well, you've got to see his tactic. He was pulling on that, but Jesus never, I said this before, but I pray it rounds off in your ears. When you leapfrog beyond the real place he's in, he's got you, and you are powerless. If your mindset, Elder Barber, goes to the physical pain sometimes you experience, now in front of that pain, he sets up that wall. We've talked about this, and I've really got to round this off. He sets up a wall. He sets up different things, the fear of death, the fear of maybe heart attack or the fear of this, and I'm just being very open. He does it to all of us. He sets up other things in front of you. If you keep your sights on the pain and you don't deal with the fear he's projecting, the lordship of Jesus to heal the pain will not show up. For this reason was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The pain are not his works at this time. The things he's put in front of the pain are the works. And the lordship, see how Jesus never stepped outside? He never stepped outside, though he wanted his old position. He was not trying to pull power because he was trying to be proven. He wants you to prove him. The devil wanted to prove, or wanted Jesus to prove, that he was the Son of God. He wanted him to basically step back into glory, step into manifestation, step into who you are. He's trying to call him out. But Jesus stayed right where he was. And when he did that, lordship was being earned. He was about to be crowned Lord for real by the Father. Had he moved outside of that and went for what he wanted, he would have lost lordship. The same thing happens to us because he tricks us with different things that he places in front of it, man. We go through needs. We go through so many things. And I'm reiterating some stuff because God needs us to understand. Do not take your eyes off of where he is. And I'm talking about the devil. You will not find the lordship of Jesus Christ if you go around where the enemy is. You have to go through where the enemy truly is. It's exactly
That's
what
why
happened.
He answered her like he did.
Because he was still
was
used
gonna,
to that.
Yes, he wasn't gonna be pulled.
He had to realize he got a peace from his Father.
Mm-hmm.
Your time has come. You're not pulling me out of time, Mom. What do I have to do with you, woman? Don't tell me what to do. My time, he was still on that mentality, protecting Kairos.
Yeah.
And we have to understand that God is only in the set time. Your set time, that's just because you need money. That's not your set time because you need money. What's in front of the money? What's stopping you from getting there? What is Satan doing right there? What kind of mess did he get you in the first place? My God. You can't leapfrog over the mess he got you in the snares he got you in. You have to beat him down from the snare and then go to the promise. Hallelujah. You guys really with me?
Amen.
All right, here we go. It says here, now watch this. And when the devil had ended, and Jesus answering said unto him, it is said, thou shalt now, lordship is crowned to him. Because he didn't move. Now he says, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Because he didn't move, he stayed where the enemy was. He didn't look to the end of it. He stayed in the now of it. Look at your neighbor and say, don't look to the end of it.
Don't look to the end of it.
But stay in the now of it.
But stay in the now of it.
Stay in the now of it. Stay in the now. Where Satan really is now. Dennis, you and Alina could get an argument because things get a little tough at home. So now an argument comes. So Dennis, you don't like to argue, so you leave and you go pray. God, please send us the resources, please. That's not where he's going to be. That's the wrong prayer. God, Satan has come between my wife and I. That's the right prayer.
Mm-hmm.
He's tempting us. He's come here to draw us apart. That's the prayer you pray. Money is not going to solve it but for a moment. So the next time an issue comes up, he can't come in. Because you stayed in the now. He knows not to go. Oh, they'll see me there again. Watch this. And Jesus, now watch this. Now look what he returned in. There's a difference. He left full. Mm-hmm. See, just because you're full doesn't mean you have power. Wait, what? No. See, you can be full of wisdom, full of temperance, full of peace. Those are powerful. Don't get me wrong. But this time when he returned as Lord. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him throughout all the region and about. He knew how to beat Satan. He was trained by Satan on how to beat Satan. If he tried to snatch his glory early, he would have lost. But because he stayed, oh, you here, I see you. It is written. It is said. He stayed. He didn't go anywhere near that. He could have gotten, yeah, I'm the Son of God. Well, yeah, what? What you going to do? You want to see this? Boom. You want to see that? I venture to tell you that it wouldn't have worked. He wouldn't have turned no bread, no rock into no bread. And if he jumped off a building, all would have been lost. Why? Because there's no power but in the now of where the enemy is in your life. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about. Satan truly pressed his desire for lordship, Satan truly pressed the desire for lordship for his prior glorified state. If there was an end to the Son of God, it would have been in the fact that he wanted his true status. Satan does not play. Whew. He pressed him in the place of proving he was Lord of all. He tried to make him go get his crown instead of his crown being given to him by his Father. Had Jesus tried to prove he was Lord, he wouldn't be Lord. His lordship was found at the place of temptation, not the place of desire. That's the note you need to put down. The lordship of Jesus is found at the place of temptation, not at the place of your desire. Whoa, man, that's so profound. It's like, go, Lord, go, go, go. He said the true lordship of Jesus Christ is found at the place of your temptation and not at the place of what you desire. Our lordships will be found at the same source. Our lordships will be found at the same source. You will find the strength and lordship at the place of your true temptation. A confirming truth being told again. That's all this is another confirming truth being told again. We heard it, but God wants to confirm it and stamp it deep. You will not find the power of God. But when you find the power of God at the place of temptation, you now have the power of God to bring to pass the very thing you're hoping for. The same anointing that you're looking for to remove your burden and destroy your yoke is the anointing you must find in the temptation of your enemy. Nobody knew this better than the Lord. Paul got a hold of this thing and he said unto me, my grace, I'm reading out of 2 Corinthians 12, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities. Why? That the power of Christ may rest upon me. When I see my enemy, I know I'm about to get the power.
Hey, Jesus! Hallelujah!
Therefore, I take pleasure, God help me here. I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses. These guys got an understanding, my God. Christ got an understanding. I'm not taking my kingdom without my Father. I can't take my kingdom. My kingdom has to be given unto me, my God. Yeah, I want to be back to where I was, but I won't move without him. And it's amazing that the Son of God, that Jesus Christ, the anointed one in his anointing, will always be found at the place where his enemy is. Paul said, I take great pleasure in this. I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I'm really strong. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your lordship. Paul found his lordship, will you? Paul found his lordship. I have no right to say that. Of course I do. Which in his times he shall shew, who is the blessed and only potentate, King of kings and Lord of lords. He's the Lord over lords. You are a Lord. But you won't find your lordship. And let me tell you what your lordship is. The word Lord means to have dominion over. Let me give you a whole reduction. To have dominion. You won't have dominion over Satan until you fight where he really is. You fighting to get the money, that's not where he's at. He's in front of that, causing you to fear, causing you to doubt. You ain't going to be trained right because you're trying to go get the money, and that boy's not even over by the stash of money. He's got fear all over you, doubt all over you, all this mess all over you. You mad all the time, confused. He's got a bunch of imps and a bunch of little devils, all his little epithets, his sons, daughters, I don't want to care what you want to call them. He's got all that in front of you, and you won't train where he really is because all you're worried about is the money. Your lordship is found where he really is. It means to have dominion over who or what? Satan and the world. That's who and that's what. You're supposed to have dominion as Lord. Dominion is supposed to be yours. But you can't go past where he is. Let me tell you what he does, guys. When he's really got you in a fix, he puts a whirlwind. And there's so many angles he's coming at. But the only thing you want is the end result. He put so many things in there, right, Mother Ann?
Amen.
He put so many things in front of you that you're thinking that the only thing, the best thing for you is to get what you need so all this stuff can stop. But it's amazing. If you ever look at the process of your own deliverance, you have to go through everything in front of you to get to what you were hoping for.
Yes.
Why?
Because the anointing to get it is found in all the crud in front of you. All the mess the enemy puts out in front of you, that's where the anointing to go and achieve is. The lordship is found where Satan really is. Now, this is the best part to me. When you get rid of that stuff, he really leaves you. He's not there. So you don't have to pull much. You're Lord. Call those things that be not. You ever get rid of a devil caroling and all of a sudden you can feel it coming back? And you feel yourself slipping back. No, no, no. And then you find yourself, dog, I don't know right where I was. You know that feeling? You got to hit him. You know the story about seven times worse? So true. So true. To get back to the origin, to face the originator, he's got seven other things in front of you before you finally get back to him. Can anybody attest to that?
Amen.
You got rid of them. You slipped back in. Now, you saw face-to-face what the problem was. Now you're trying to look at that face-to-face problem and it ain't the problem. But you can't see it like you did. That's because you got to go back and deal with all the other things that's protecting what you once knew. You know it, but you can't move on it. Why? Because there's others that are in front of that before you get to that. You don't get to that until you get rid of that.
That's it.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes. Amen.
You're calling it out too. You're saying what you used to say that got you delivered before. You're fighting what you used to fight, but it ain't moving. Because the lordship's not there. The lordship comes all the way back to where he is in the front line. So it's like I get a line straight here, 1, 2, 3, 4, come here. Can I use you guys? Come up here. Come up here. Come up here. Quick, 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 quick. Matt, you get in the back. 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, Ash. I need you, Ash. I need you. Stand here, stand here. Straight line back, straight line back, straight line back. Quick, 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 quick. Matt, you're in the back, you're in the back. I need you. Destiny, come here, come here. Come here, quick, 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 quick. You stand right behind her. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Mom, can you stand in front of Matt just real quick? All right, I'm going to move you to a side and just move like I'm that strong. But don't make me throw you down. I don't want to have to do that. Matt is the stronghold in the back. Matt was the problem we got rid of, but we let Matt back in. So now before I get to that problem again, what Satan does is set up seven more. Mm-hmm. It even says stronger.
That's
but
right.
My problem still is that one in the back. So I'm moving now. I'm trying to pray against that because that was where my deliverance was. But because I slipped and I missed it, Raymond now has to reveal to me what's in front of that. The lordship and the anointing is to deal with what's in front all the time. So it's moving this out of the way. Finally, this gets out of the way. This has to go. 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 Then I get to see my problem like I did before.
Very good. Good, good, good.
Now I get to call out what it was. If it was doubt, it was all these other things. The devil came in all these forms before I could get back to doubt. So now I have to deal with all that, but the anointing is designed to knock it down from what's in front. My lordship is over here. Then it goes here. Then it goes here. Then here. Then here. Then here. Then I'm squaring off with the origin of my problem. You guys can sit down.
Amen. Good analogy.
Somebody
Amen.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Understandable.
He scrambles, he hides, he scrambles. But we have to understand, it's okay. It's all right. Okay, so I slipped. Seven more came in. But the anointing, let me tell you what the anointing can do. The anointing can move all seven in a moment. Woo!
So true, Apostle.
Woo!
Amen.
God. The anointing can move all seven. It can get with all seven at any given moment. He's bringing this. He's trying to tempt you over there. Trying to bring that over there. Trying to bring it over here. Trying to bring it over here. All this is coming up. And if you sit still under the anointing, it will show you one by one. And then you'll face that last one that you already did.
Yes.
But the anointing is only designed to deal with what's in you now. I'd even have to say the seven don't even stand in a line. They stand in a wall. And they all move. Because you start naming them. Trying to bring me out over here. Trying to make me do that over there. He's trying to do this over here. I see this over there. And all of a sudden you start striking those things down. Then you get to doubt. Now you can call your money for it. But we shouldn't have to fight that long.
Because Rhema's trying to keep your eyes on what the problem is. And Rhema doesn't want the problem multiplying because you slipped out. And all of a sudden, the chaos came back. And all of a sudden, he slipped this guy over here. This guy, he slipped this one in the picture. This one, and he's starting your chaos all over again. And he loves it, too. Let me tell you, he loves it. Sometimes he doesn't mind when you move because he knows he's going to get you. And he gets to bring seven more stronger than himself. But the Lordship is stronger than anything he brings. But you just got to stay tapped into it. I know you want the end result bad. But that can't be your focus all the time.
But that focus makes it worse.
It makes it worse, Elder Barber.
Sure does. I experienced that a couple of weeks back, even up to this week. When I focus on the pain, he can minister to me about, this is getting worse. Don't you see that? Now you're going to start doing this. You're going to start locking and popping all over again. He had them all in a domino effect. But when I get back into the rhema, it's only you. It's not this pain, it's you. I see you.
That's it.
Then I'm subdued at that moment.
You see?
Now I can go back and speak and say, now you remember what the Lord told you.
You see? And that's, you're only dealing with one level. You're going right back to where it is.
Yes.
It's you, Satan.
It's you. It's you. All of this is just you. You designed all of this now to get me off a course again to focus on the pain. It's not about the pain. Because I've been delivered.
Amen.
I've been delivered. I've already been set free.
Amen.
And the rhema is here to prove that.
That's what happens. That's the rhema opens your eyes to it.
Yes, yes.
And you get through. Believe me, your deliverance comes in an instant. There's no long process. You see Satan for all that he's trying to do. And this is what I do. I tell the Lord. I go running. I do. Today I've used this analogy for years. I am a punk. I go running. I say, Lord, he's stronger than I am. I'm losing ground. Master, I'm losing ground. Oppression has hit me, and I'm losing ground. It's happening over here. I feel this here. I tell him what's going on inside of me.
That's it.
In the areas that I'm breaking down in. And then all of a sudden, my strength comes and lifts me up. And then I square off with the enemy face to face. I said, I see you. I saw all that you put in front of me. But here I am again, right back at you. The Lord rebukes you, Satan. And all of a sudden, it just moves.
Yeah.
And my progress continues. I'm just trying to make it really, really known so we understand how to deal. See, when someone comes up with pain, I love this. I said it last week, but I don't think you guys really caught it. The elders of the church were trained that they couldn't just pray for a sickness in someone. They had to listen to the person's confession of what was going on in them before they could release the prayer of faith. Then they prayed for the person to be healed. They said that you come in, the elders come in, let them call on the name of the Lord, confessing. You don't realize something, that in your confession, you're revealing where your enemy is?
Yes.
As a believer, when you confess to what you've been doing, you're confessing to where your enemy is. Christ is the Lord of lords. Two are to be crowned as Lord. Lord means to have dominion over. So over who or what? I say once again. Satan and the world.
Yes.
That's who and that's what. But you're only going to find it where he is. When you clear him out, walk in your lordship and be happy. Then he comes with another problem. Paul said, hey, here we go again. Another level, bro. Another level. You bring more at me? It's a whole nother level coming my way. I rejoice. Let's do this. I'll never take my eyes off of where you really are, Satan. I'll never take my eyes off. I'm gonna watch you. He's the water boy. You don't even know it, Kurt. He's a doggone water boy. You know what I'm talking about? When they call timeout, the water boy comes running on the field. Here you go. Well, he's the one pumping your water, making you strong. Say, come on, water boy. Get over here. I'm thirsty. Let's do this. But it's a mentality that you have to understand. And you have to. It's a place of real reliance and trust on Christ. Amen? I hope you got it, because that's where we're fighting from. That's where God wants you dealing with him. And that's where you're going to find your victory. Amen? Has anybody been exercising this teaching as of late?
Amen.
Amen.
Has it been moving things?
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. It really has. It really, really has. All right.
Now deal with the surface.
There you go. Now you're talking. Now you're talking. Now you're talking. You got to go under. Amen. 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 Anybody go through the whirlwind this week? I went through the whirlwind this week.
Yes.
Oh, so the men, y'all looking at me like, Pastor, you don't heard this now. Why are you telling us again? How come you looking at me like that? We all going through the same thing.
Same thing.
The whirlwind came, man. It came.
Yes, it did.
He came bombarding it from every direction. It's like, yo, I used to see where he was.
Hold up.
There's too much debris in the air.
Yeah.
It's got to go.
Love.
I can't deal with that. So, no, I had to get under. I had to get under that. I had to tell God, no, no. I'm losing ground here. I'm losing ground over here. My God, I need you. God, I need you. I did what Paul taught. I did what he was taught by Christ. I did what Christ did against the enemy in the wilderness. You don't realize that Luke 4 is the reliance of Jesus upon the Father. No, he'll crown me Lord. I'm going to wait for his anointing.
That's right.
I did that. I had to get under that, man. I was like, yo, too much. It's too much. I couldn't deal. It's too much. No, 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 God. No.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, he comes at me, man, trying to steal my structure. My God, he comes at my structure. He comes at my time. He comes at so many different things. He just keeps coming and coming. I'm like, nah, no, 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 God. I can't do that. Some of you need that cry right now. Ooh, come on. This is how you stop it. You find the Lordship right there. If it's overwhelming, if it's still crisscrossing in your atmosphere and in your climate, if there's a lot of movement from the enemy, you can get rid of it right now. Just humble yourself. You don't even have to call out the different things. You can just say, Lord, there's so much going on. I can't handle it. I was on top of it for a minute. I was winning. But he came back. And now look at this. I can't handle this. It's too much. It's too much, Jesus. It's too much, Lord. I can't deal. You said to Paul that your grace would be sufficient. You told Paul that your strength is made perfect. And I'm telling you about my weakness. Perfect strength in me now. So I can deal with my enemy face to face. So I can deal with him once and for all. Total destruction by R3. Come on, Master. He's overwhelming at times, Jesus. He's been overwhelming. Saw the hands go up. He's been overwhelming this week.
Yes,
Jesus. But
yes,
our tactic
Lord.
Is not to try to stand there and be strong.
Know about it, Lord.
Our tactic is to go ahead and bend the knee and be weak. And Lord God, we do that right now. We bend the knee and we show how weak we are and how reliant we are on you. And this is real talk, Master. This is real. Now, we just learned that your lordship would rise up right there. Let your lordship rise up for everybody under the sound of my voice that has been going through, that has been challenged by the enemy, Lord God. Let your lordship begin to rise up, Lord God. And let the weak say, I am strong by the time it rises up. Lord Jesus, I pray.
I'm strong when it rises up.
Release your lordship in here. Release your power. Release the fact that you have dominion. Release it, Master. And scatter away our enemy, we pray. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. I've got to be quicker than him. I've got to be faster. I've got to see it faster. Because the things that you like to do that you shouldn't do, they just happen. You don't realize you've been quickened to do it. So I said, make me quicker than that. I want that right there. That's where I need the lordship. And boy, it's falling. It's coming quick. Things that I wouldn't do normally, things that I would just keep going in. Nah. He's making me quicker. He's making me quicker. So think about those things that you find yourself just automatically doing that you shouldn't necessarily be doing. And he'll make you quicker. Because that's where your enemy is. Amen?
Amen.